to get much established there offensively. Came in at halftime, challenged the guys, continued to push them to just focus on the play that was ahead. And they did what I expected them to do. They came out, they played really hard in the second half. But defensively, did a great job there. Being able to get off the field, maybe allowed one first down in the second half, or one third down conversion for sure. But still just missed opportunities. And we had our chances, didn't finish drives. Were very aggressive in what we were trying to do to get back into position. We gotta finish it. And I thought our guys did a better job of working to play more disciplined in regards to limiting penalties. Didn't turn the ball over to the last play. And that's something, those things are always things that we need to be aware of. We have to eliminate the missed assignments. We have to make sure that we're playing with our eyes. We got to continue to coach better and things that we're doing, in everything that we do. And I'm believing that in the way that the guys responded, that was nothing. I expect the entire game we're going to come back and win. They're at halftime. Even though we were down, I love to get the guys' eyes. We knew we were going to get the ball. We knew I had an opportunity to go out and get an early score. We were able to do that. Defense get a stop, and then things just started building upon that. But really pleased with defensive effort there in the second half. And offensively, we just got to continue to grow and develop to put ourselves in a position to be able to win games. And that's something we've got to continue to work at.
First question would be Chris.
Mike, how discouraging was the defensive start, specifically giving up five scores on the first five drives and around 300 yards in the first half?
It was really disappointing. First touchdown was absolutely just a blown coverage. I had not much reason for it. I don't. Supposed to have a deep safety. We didn't execute very well. Gave up an early play. And then, as that went, just the first half, we couldn't get off the field on third downs. And that's something that we have to be able to do. I thought our guys, for whatever reason, settled in more in the second half. The execution was much better, and we played to how I believe we're capable of playing. But definitely not to that level there in the first half.
Did you guys change anything you were doing defensively to make those adjustments into the second half, or was it really just the same defense, just execution?
There were a couple of tweaks that we had in third downs, but we did a better job in our execution. Awareness of things showed up, and It wasn't a whole lot of wholesale changes in what we did.
Mike, what sort of adjustments did you guys do in the running game? You appeared to run the ball a little bit better in the second half.
We had a kind of a broad spectrum of things that we were trying to work. Multiple front, and how they were trying to attack. A lot of twisting up front with the defensive line. They were active. They kind of got after us there early. We weren't really able to establish much, but I thought we did a great job there. Coach Dillingham, Coach Atkins, with some of the adjustments there in the run game, and we were able to pop some big runs. Just not enough.
Hey, Coach, this is the first time Florida State has started 0-4 since 1974. I guess, how do you keep the guys in good spirits after this kind of start while keeping in mind that there's still a lot of football left to be played this season?
The things we control is how we show up every day and the work that we're willing to invest. This team is working for our identity and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. And team came to work last week. I thought they practiced hard. The things that that are still, you know, showing up and showed up there in the first half, especially were, you know, just in the moment, and you know, a lack of translation to the field, and then for whatever reason there in the second half, you know, we played how we're capable of. You know, we still missed opportunities. Had a couple, you know, couple drop passes. Had a couple reads. You know, that got to be better on. You know, think a couple things in protection. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, this team they want to improve, and that's our objective: to get better and to improve every single day of what we're doing, to continue and try to set the foundation of what this team is and what this program is all about. And that's work. That's going out there and playing the level that we're capable of. We see flashes of it. You know, I've seen a lot of great flashes of what this team can do. We just have yet to put it together for 60 minutes, and that's our job. That's what we have to do as coaches. We've got to make sure that we're continuing to push and hold guys that standard. And you know, looked at different, started looking at some different combinations of guys. And some guys were available, a couple others were not. Which forced other, you know, some younger guys into you know, more reps, and we just got to continue to build and develop that. So, to the record, I mean, it's where we are. It's what we've earned. But moving forward, what we're willing to invest is going to be our sole focus for what we receive here moving forward.
Coach, you mentioned earlier in the week that you were looking forward to the progress that the team would make this week, not in the years to come. Did you see that sort of progress that you were looking for?
At times, just not consistently for 3.5 hours. And, you know, we did not start how you need to start football games. And that is, once again, a reflection on me and how we've got to get these guys prepared to come out from the beginning. It's been something that throughout my coaching career, we've started games well, and that is not showing up the way we need it to. And so continue to evaluate all things that we're doing. And I was pleased with how the guys responded. And, you know, like I told them, it's not shocking to me that they played hard, that they continued to fight, that they put themselves in a position after being down 31-7 in the first half. They fought back, and we had plenty of opportunities, but you know, missed opportunities that kept us from winning that game. And you know, we've got to continue to get better so that we can seize those.
This was obviously the first time this season you had one quarterback who played the entire game. I guess, how do you kind of evaluate McKenzie's performance? I know it seems his most comfortable game in the passing game, but he took a lot of sacks, I know, and I don't know his role in.
I mean, there was there were some good, really good plays, and then there was plays that, you know, obviously we'd like to have back. It was having Rob Scott back. You know, Rob really pushed hard to be available for this game. You know, there's some things that we got to continue to do. As we're growing up front, those guys are battling. Struggling a little bit in our depth right now, but we just got to continue to push there. But I thought, you know, all in all, you know, McKenzie did some really good things that gave us opportunities, and you know, just like in any game, there's some plays that you know he definitely liked to have back, and you know, opportunities where you know we just have to get all 11 you know, playing as one to be able to perform like we need to there offensively.
As you talked about some missed opportunities, there were in crucial moments, there were a few drop passes, a couple missed kicks. What's the key to getting over that hump, do you think?
Just have to continue to work. I mean, you have to put yourself in that moment. You've got to, from how you're preparing, whether, you know, the fundamental aspects of it, I mean, we hit every day. I mean, the ball drills, the things that guys are doing, you know, the fundamental steps to put you in the best situation, creating the stressful environment and atmosphere, all those things that we're trying to duplicate throughout the course of a practice. But it's got to show up, and you know, we're going to continue to invest the work, you know, to build the confidence that in the moment we're able to go perform the level that we're capable of. And I mean, those things hurt us. But at the end of the day, I mean, I do believe in our guys, and I believe in what they can accomplish. We just have to continue to make that investment.
That second half was probably the best this defense has played in a long time. What do you think this, or what do you hope that this could do for those guys?
I want that to show up for 60 minutes. That's what I want to see. And, you know, these guys are capable. They, no doubt in my mind. And, you know, I know the calls. I know the looks. I mean, I know the things that we're emphasizing, you know, throughout the course of the week. And, you know, we've got to go continue to push and play to the level that these guys can go out and execute. So you see it through the experience. And that was a talented offense, a really good quarterback, you know, very challenging run game to have to defend. And you know, in the second half, we showed that you know we're very capable. And you know, we've got to take you know those experiences and we have to build upon them. And you know the. In reality, it might not be every person on the team that I would say all in, but we need to make sure that we find the guys that are willing to push through that and willing to prepare and willing to get those guys in that and put them in those positions. Because man, I truly believe that this defense, I believe that this offense, this football team, you know, it's an incredible group of young men, and you know. As being an 18 to 22 year old, there's a lot of emotions that go into to playing this game. There's a lot of pressure that guys face and things that they maybe sometimes allow themselves to be distracted by. You know, they got to believe in themselves and they got to believe in the work that they put in. And you know, the opportunity to respond. You know, we faced that there at halftime, and you know, nobody was happy with how we played in the first half in any phase, but. I saw guys, you know, they made the choice. They chose to respond. They chose to go out there and they played more focused. They played better, especially defensively. I mean, they put us in a position to win. And, you know, we've got to finish that. You know, I've been on a lot of great teams. And you know, I don't know if I've ever had a team where everybody was all in, but you know, we're getting the right ones that are continuing to push. And I do believe we've got some really good leaders, and we've got guys that absolutely care about this program and the direction that we're going. And you know, all I can tell, and what you guys can see, I mean, I know how they're practicing. I know that they're coming to work, trying to improve, and they're trying to get better. And we just got to go out there and execute for 3.5 hours, and we got to be more consistent. And thanks, guys.
Recording stopped.